From Bregman MD, where we're all about psych solutions, I'm your host, Linda Corley, and this is The Breakdown with Dr. B.
They've been said to be antisocial, perfectionists, overachievers. There's been a lot of stereotyping of, what am I talking about? Only children. Dr. B, you have a lot of experience with only children, don't you?
Yeah, I have one.
You do, a very successful one, who we're going to be speaking to in a minute. But the reason why we're talking about this today is families with one child, only children, are on the rise in this country. 20% of families are now opting to have one child. Now, the reason is not just one. I mean, economics, Dr. B, sending a child off to college these days is crazy. It's easier, let's face it. More and more two-parent families working, and women are having children later.
Throughout the time, even from the 1800s, there's been this like negative thing, you know, about only children. Even like what we'll talk about is the only child syndrome, you know, which was kind of popular in recent times. But I think, you know, the kids have got a bad rap. Not deserved. Let's kind of take a look at what how things have evolved through time and see where we are now.
Okay, so I think what you're talking about, what you're referring to, is a review back in the 1800s about only children. And that became what we call today the only child syndrome, which is a theory that's suggesting that children who don't have siblings are selfish, self-involved, bossy, overachievers. And we're going to debunk that myth because we're going to have your son come in and you're going to talk about it from a psychiatrist's point of view. But let's talk about some of the positive traits. I mean, the adults that I've always known that are only children, they tend to be more independent. They received a lot of attention from their parents. And they do tend to be overachievers, but guess what? They tend to be successful.
Basically, what we see now is that they are much higher achievers. I think, you know, they get into positive expectations of the parents. They're more independent because they have to be. And if they're sensitive to the parents, they're sensitive to others, which is kind of something it was not talked about as much, like they were selfish or loners. But that's, you know, really changed. Maybe especially with internet and other things, you know, that the kids were able to kind of get out and socialize. They could even do it better than kids that have a lot of siblings because they got to try harder.
And, you know, the time that they spend alone because they don't have siblings, they're able to keep themselves busy, which is a really good trait to learn, right? To be comfortable with yourself, to keep yourself busy. You know, I think it's really great. And like I said, most of the only children that I've ever known were wildly successful.
Yeah. And you know, Linda, when we talk about the determinants of personality, that has changed throughout the years, okay? What we have learned more recently is it's not just being an only child. It has to do with the genetics of the child, the environment, the stressors, and life circumstances, you know, things that have happened to them. So it's just a lot more than just being an only child.
Well, let's talk to an only child, the one that you know well, which is your son. And I want to introduce Adam Bregman, who is a successful doctor. So Adam, you're an only child. And what is it that you really liked about it?
Well, when I was a child, I really did like it. Actually, it was lonely at times, but you know, the majority of the time I was around friends, and I got what I wanted the majority of the time. So not having to fight with others, like when I would go over to friends' houses and see them fighting with their siblings, I didn't have that. It was just like, mom, dad, I want this. And it kind of happened that way. So as a kid, I really enjoyed it. And I didn't mind all the attention.
Were there any downsides? Were there any times that, oh, I wish I had a sister, I wish I had a brother? And if so, what were those times that you had that wish?
Oh, absolutely. I think certainly as I got a little bit older, especially as a teenager, I remember wanting to stay out later and being with friends who had siblings. They're like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so did this when they were a kid, or they could go out with their siblings. So they got a little bit more leeway, or parents became more lax as maybe their youngest grew up. But for me, it's like I am the one and only. All the attention, all the lights on me. So I did not like that part about being an only child.
Now, have you ever heard of the only child syndrome? A lot of psychiatrists try to debunk the myth of the only child syndrome. And when Dr. B and I were going to do this subject, you know, I was Googling, and of course, the only child syndrome came up. And that's saying that a lot of only children tend to be selfish because they didn't have brothers and sisters to share with, or self-involved. Can you debunk that myth for us?
Yeah, I think that usually I do like to share it. But I think that came because of my parents pointing it out to me as a child that I do need to share, that I do need to play well with others. So I think because it was pointed out so much as a child, I then continued to repeat that mantra to myself. I just became very good at sharing. But there are times, of course, that my wife looks at me, and she's a child of, you know, having two other siblings. She says, "You're such an only child. Like that was so selfish of you. You didn't even ask what I wanted." But I think that I do think that I do share well.
So if you had advice for any parents that have only children and they're little, and if they were to look to you because you're all grown up, you're successful both socially and in work, what would be one or two pieces of advice you'd give parents of small only children?
I think that you really do have to socialize your kid a lot. So they need to be around kids their age. They need to be around kids with siblings to see how that dynamic works. They need to learn to understand that they are not the only show in town, the only person that matters, that all these other people matter, to learn how to play well in a group. And then, you know, I think not giving your kid everything that they want, having them go through at least a little bit of adversity is important in their upbringing and ultimate success in terms of them developing resiliency.
Great advice, Adam. Great advice. Thank you so much for giving us all these great bits of information and sharing your time with us. All right, Dr. Bregman, what do you think about what Adam said?
Adam's had a very positive experience. He's doing great. A lot of the things that we talk about, he comes to visit me. He has like half a dozen of his friends come over later. He comes to town. He gets everybody together. And he had a great time with us. And, you know, we're really very happy with the situation.
Okay, so in wrapping up, give me a few tips for raising only children from a parenting point of view, because you've gone through it, and also from a psychological point of view.
Okay, now, if we listen to all of the things we talk about the only kid, maybe we could learn something to put into them to help them, okay? First thing is patience. That's a big deal, although not really often talked about, okay? Sharing, taking turns. I think they got to learn some of that with their other friends out there in the environment. A big thing, though, is overindulging. Avoid it. Very hard, but it can be done. So they appreciate things.
I think the socializing is a big one, because in my experience, parents that had one child made sure they went to summer camp, made sure they had a relationship with their cousins and friends, and were constantly putting them in a social situation so that they didn't become antisocial.
Absolutely. So I think you maybe got to put some special stuff into it, you know, but there's no reason they can't turn out the same as everybody with multiple siblings. You know, a lot of parents, unfortunately, they feel like the family is not complete. Oh, they came from four people and now we got one. By the way, I came from four, I got one. So that's a huge issue that isn't really discussed as much that I do a lot in my office.
Well, Dr. B, you've really given us some great insight, and I want to thank Adam Bregman for coming in and talking to us. If you want to learn more about this subject, we have a blog at our website at BregmanMedicalGroup.com. Always nice talking to you, Dr. Bregman.
Same here, Linda. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
From Bregman, MD, you've been listening to the latest episode of The Breakdown with Dr. B. If you'd like more information or to speak to one of our top psychiatrists, just head to our website at BregmanMD.com to book a telepsychiatry visit from the comfort of your home. Hope you've enjoyed our latest podcast. Catch you next time.